Masechta Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. The Megillah that we're talking about in Masechta Megillah, obviously, is Megillah Esther. There are five Megillahs, but the only one which is called Stam, the Megillah, is Megillah Esther. And Megillah Esther, of course, is the Megillah that tells us about the Nes of Purim. We, who live in the United States, know that the reading of the Megillah is on Purim, which is Yud Dalid Adar. But there's another day as well, Shushan Purim. We know about that too. Shushan Purim is Tesvav Adar, the 15th day of Adar, and that's when the Megillah is read in Yerushalayim. As we'll see in Mishnah Aleph, it's read in other places also on Tesvav Adar. What we're not familiar with, as we'll see in Mishnah Aleph, is that the Megillah can also be read on other days as well. And that halacha is hardly negeya anymore. It's hardly followed any place because the occasions don't come up, although it still is the halacha, as we'll see in Mishnah Aleph. Let's begin the Mishnah now. Mishnah Aleph. Megillah Nikreis Ba'achad Osor. The Megillah can be read on the 11th day of Adar. Bishneim Osor, the 12th day of Adar. Bishloish Osor, the 13th day of Adar. Bi'arba Osor, the 14th day of Adar. Bachamisha Osor, and on the 15th day of Adar. Loi Pachos v'lo Yoser. Not less and not more. Not earlier. Loi Pachos means not earlier, not less than 11 days in Adar. V'lo Yoser, not more than the 15th day of Adar. Let's continue the Mishnah, and in the course of the Mishnah we'll see how we learn out these different days of reading and what the reasons for them are. First the Mishnah tells us when we read on the two main days, the two days that are familiar to us, meaning Purim and Shushan Purim. Krachim Hamukofim Chaima Mimoshi Yeshua bin Nun. Big cities that were surrounded by walls from the days of Yehoshua bin Nun, Kairin Bachamisha Osir. They land on the 15th day of Adar. How do we know this? We know it from a pasuk in the Megillah. The main din, that there is such a thing as reading on the 15th day of Adar, we know from a diuk in a pasuk in the Megillah. The Megillah doesn't say 15th. It doesn't say any place in the Megillah, in Megillah's Esther, that the Megillah can be read on the 15th. All we have in the Megillah is that Klal Yisrael was Mesakein that the Megillah should be read on the 14th, and the 14th day is Purim. However, we have a pasuk in the Megillah that says this, toward the end of the Megillah, Kapitel Tes in the Megillah, Al Kain, therefore, HaYehudim HaProzim, the Jews who are prozim, prozim means who live in open cities, cities that do not have walls, and the Mefarshim explained that a city without a wall is called prozi because poros means spread out. If there's a wall around the city, then everybody has to live inside the wall. It's very difficult to spread out the population of the city unless somebody wants to move outside the wall. But the city itself cannot go beyond the limits of the walls. But if the city has no wall, then you can keep on building houses and start new neighborhoods of the city. There's nothing to stop it, so it can spread out. That's what the word prozim comes from. So Al-Kain, the Megillah says, Hayhudim ha-prozim, the Eden who live in cities that are prozim, that do not have walls, Oisim esyayim arba osor, they make the 14th day Purim. That is their Yom Tov, the 14th day. Since the Megillah says, that who makes Yom Tov Purim on the 14th day? HaYehudim, HaProzim, Yidin who live in cities that do not have walls. That indicates that Yidin who live in cities that do have walls will have a different calendar for Purim. And from there we learn that the Yom Tov was made on the 15th day for cities with walls. Why the 15th day? Because the Megillah also tells us that the city of Shushan had one extra day when the Eden fought their enemies, and the city of Shushan, they finished their fighting on the 14th, they fought on the 13th and the 14th, and they finished on the 15th, and they rested on the 15th. So, if we know from the Megillah that a city with walls around it has a different day for a Yom Tov, then it stands to reason that this day would be the 15th. That's when the Yom Tov would have been in Shushan in that first year. The 13th and the 14th, they were busy fighting their enemies. So the time when they could rest was the 15th. So if they had their own Yom Tov for a city with a wall, it would have to be on the 15th. Now we know why walled cities have their Yom Tov on the 15th. But what about Yeshua ben Nun? The Mishnah says that all cities that had walls around them from the time of Yeshua ben Nun also lay in the Megillah on the 15th. What does Yeshua ben Nun have to do with the Nes of Purim? Well, first of all, the Gemara brings Gzeirah Shavah. We learn it from Gzeirah Shavah of a Pasuk in the Megillah to a Pasuk in Sefer Dvarim, which of course has to be an Asmachta because there's no Gzeirah Shavah. Gzeirah Shavah is a Diaraisa. There's no Gzeirah Shavah Diaraisa from the Megillah, from the Nevi'im or Ksuvim. So it's an Asmachta. And the Gzeirah Shavah is this. It says in the Megillah, Al Kein HaYehudim HaProzim, that are spread out. And the Pasuk says in Devarim, Peri Gimel, Levad Me'ore HaProzi, speaking about the conquest of Eretz Yisrael. It says, Levad Me'ore HaProzi, except for the cities that were open, that had no walls around them. So we learn out, just as there. It's talking about the time of Yeshua ben Nun. Actually, it's Moshe Rabbeinu, but this was during the last few weeks of Moshe's life, when the leadership was being transferred from Moshe to Yeshua. And therefore, we will be talking about cities in Eretz Yisrael, as we'll explain in a moment. And coming into Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua ben Nun was the one who led Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. So the Gzeirah Shavah refers to cities in Eretz Yisrael. But why Yeshua ben Nun? And why does the Kriyas HaMegillah depend on whether cities in the time of Yeshua ben Nun had walls around them or not? Yeshua ben Nun, first of all, let's talk about him first. Yeshua ben Nun led the milchama against Amalek. When Klal Yisrael left Eretz Yisrael and Amalek attacked, the Torah tells us at the end of Parsha B'Shalach, Moshe Rabbeinu went up on a hill and he was mispalo, and he assigned Yeshua to lead the army in the battle against Amalek. And in the time of Purim, whom did the Eden fight? They didn't just go around killing anybody that they didn't like. They made a milchama against Amalek. Haman, who Agogi, was a descendant of Agag, Melech Amalek. Haman was an Amaleki. And Haman, in trying to annihilate Klal Yisrael, did what Amalek always does. And Klal Yisrael fought Amalek. So, since Klal Yisrael, in the time of Shushan, in the time of Mordechai v'Esther, made a milchama against Amalek, Yeshua ben Nun also made a milchama against Amalek. So it's logical to associate those two milchamas against Amalek, one with the other. But why bring Yeshua ben Nun altogether into the Nes of Purim? And the answer is this. The Gemara explains, Shushan had a special yichus. It was a special tribute to Shushan. It had its own Yom Tov. And the Chachamim did not want Shushan to be more outstanding than Yerushalayim or other cities in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore the Chachamim wanted to make this takana that any city that had a wall around it, as Shushan did, would lay in the Megillah on the 15th of Adar. Very good. But at the time the Nes of Purim happened, there was no city in Eretz Yisrael that had a wall around it, because this wasn't the time of Churban. Nebuchadnezzar and his armies destroyed the cities of Eretz Yisrael. So there was no city in Eretz Yisrael that had a wall around it then. So it would have come out, if the takana had been that every walled city at the time of the Nes would lay in the Megillah on Chamisha Osir Ba'Adar, the 15th of Adar, it would come out that not a single city in Eretz Yisrael would have the covet of reading the Megillah on the 15th. And therefore, in order to avoid this bizoyan, this disgrace for Eretz Yisrael, the Chachamim made a takana that let's associate the Nes of Purim not only with the time of Mordechai v'Esther, but also with the time of Yeshua ben Nun, who led a war against Amalek as Mordechai and Esther did. And therefore the Chachamim said, any city that had a wall around it from the time of Yeshua ben Nun would lay in the Megillah on the 15th. That's why Yerushalayim lays the Megillah on the 15th. As far as other cities in Eretz Yisrael are concerned, there are cities in Eretz Yisrael which had walls around them in the time of Yeshua ben Nun. But over the years, they were destroyed. They were rebuilt. But we're not sure if they were rebuilt on the same site as the original city. Just because you build a city and you call it, let's say, Hebron or Yericho or Bnei Brak or whatever, doesn't mean that this is the original city that stood in the time of Yeshua ben Nun. So there is a list of cities in Eretz Yisrael which may or may not be on the same locations that they were in the time of Yeshua ben Nun. Those cities are Ashdod, Ashkelon, Beersheva, Bet-Shan, Gush Chalav, Hebron, Haifa, Tveria, Yafo, Lud, Gaza, Akko, Tzfas, Ramla, and Shechem. That's a lot of cities. What do they do there? They lay in the Megillah on the 14th with a bracha, because everybody's allowed to lay on the 14th with a bracha. And on the 15th, they lay in it again without a bracha, just in case. So in case they're mechuyev to lay on the 15th, they are laying on the 15th. In case not, they're laying on the 14th, and that's when they make the bracha. Yerushalayim, however, does not lay on the 14th. Yerushalayim lays only on the 15th and with a bracha. Let's go back to the Mishnah now. So the Mishnah has told us that cities that were mukafim chayma, imayish Yeshua ben Nun, they lay on the 15th. The Mishnah continues, Kfarim, towns, Valyorais, Gedolais, and large cities, Kairim, Biarbo, Osir, they lay on the 14th. Elo, Shehakfarim, but the small towns, Makdimin, they can also lay ahead of time, Layom HaKnisa, to the day when they enter the city. Now what are we talking about here? Ezra HaSofer made a takona that Klal Yisrael should lay in the Torah Monday and Thursday. So we lay in Monday morning and Thursday morning. And the reason for this is that you should never have 3 days going by without Talmud Torah. So you lay in on Shabbos, you lay in Monday, you lay in Thursday. So you never have 3 days passing by without any Kriyas HaTorah. Ezra also made a takona that the Beis Din should sit in the big cities on Mondays and Thursdays. So the people from the small towns, from the villages, who don't have a minyan, and who don't have a big enough population to make a Beis Din, let's say, and they would come into the bigger cities on Monday and Thursday to hear Kriyas HaTorah, because they don't have a minyan, or as we'll see in a few minutes, many of them didn't have anybody who knew how to lane, even if they did have a minyan. They would come into the bigger cities from all around Tir Kriyas HaTorah on Monday and Thursday. Also, once they're there, in case there's a Din Torah, in case there's a dispute, Ezra was misakin that there should be a Beis Din in session Mondays and Thursdays, so that when the people come from the outlying villages to hear Kriyas HaTorah, they would also be able to come to Beis Din and have someone paskin their shailas and listen to the Din Torahs. The Gemara also says that since the people from the small towns used to come into the big cities and deliver goods, they would deliver fruits and vegetables, they would bring water. So the big cities depended on the villagers from the very small towns to come in and supply them with food. And the Chachamim wanted to make it easier for them, the Chachamim said, since these people from the villages have to come in to the big cities to hear Kriyas HaTorah, and that's on Monday and Thursday. Also, these people from the small towns are necessary for the welfare of the people from the big cities. They bring them food and water. Therefore, the Chachamim said, let's make it easier for them, and let's show recognition to them for the services that they provide to their brethren in the big cities by allowing them to hear the Megillah earlier. Because if they were forced to come into to the big cities on the 14th to hear the Megillah, it would come out that some weeks they'd have to come in 3 days. They'd have to come in Monday and Thursday. They'd also have to come in for Purim to hear the Megillah, which is an imposition. It's very difficult for them. And therefore the Chachamim made it easier. According to some, the intention of the Chachamim was not only to make it easier for them, but also to make it easier for the people in the big cities, because if you let the villagers hear the Megillah on Monday and Thursday, then on Purim, they will be free to bring food to the people in the cities. So it's a service not only to the villagers, but it's also a service to the people in the cities. And that's why the Chachamim said you can learn the Megillah even earlier, on the 11th, on the 12th, on the 13th. So as much as 3 days before the regular Purim for the convenience of the villagers. And in Mishnah Beis, we'll see how the days come out. How does it work out that you should have to learn the Megillah on the 11th in order to work out this judgment of Mondays and Thursdays? That we'll see in the next Mishnah. But before we go to the next Mishnah, a few more things here. When the villagers do come in, who learns the Megillah for them? Let's say that they have to come in and hear the Megillah on the 11th or 12th or the 13th. The point is, if they're not hearing the Megillah on the 14th and they have to come into town on an earlier day to hear the Megillah, who learns the Megillah? The Rav says, and Rashi says the same, that one of the townspeople, one of the people from the city, will learn the Megillah for them. But Reb Kiveger brings Rishonim, he brings a Tosis who brings Yerushalmi, there are other Rishonim also who question the same thing. How can somebody from the city learn the Megillah on the 11th or 12th when that's not his chiyuv? It's not his chiyuv to learn on that day. Now, to understand this machlokes or rishonim, we have to know a little bit more about how you could be mitzi somebody with a mitzvah. We all know, for example, let's say somebody has blown shofar on Rosh Hashanah. He blew himself, or he heard tkiyah shofar from somebody. And then there's a sick person at home, let's say, somebody who couldn't go to shul and has to hear tkiyah shofar. So who blows the shofar? Somebody who was in shul and who was yaitza the mitzvah and can blow again? You made Kiddush, you're allowed to make Kiddush again to be mitzi somebody. That's the way it is with mitzvahs. You can be mitzi somebody with a mitzvah, even though you were already mekayim that mitzvah, you can do that mitzvah to be mitzi somebody else. Somebody heard the Megillah in shul, and there's somebody who's too sick or too old or too frail to go to shul to hear the Megillah. So there's somebody who heard the Megillah in shul, or even who learned the Megillah in shul, will go to that person, to the house, and learn the Megillah, and be mitzi them. How could you be mitzi? You were already yaitza the mitzvah yourself. How can you do it again? That's no kasha. Because we have a klal, kol Yisrael arevim ze lo ze. Yidden are responsible for one another. So if you were not mekayim a mitzvah, then I have a responsibility to help you be mekayim your mitzvah. And because of that, I can do the mitzvah for you. I can make kiddush for you, I can lay the Megillah for you, I can blow shofar for you. I can be mitzvah you with a mitzvah. No, so that's very good. Somebody from the village comes into town on the 11th day. Why can't the Baal Kriya from the city lay the Megillah for the villagers on the 11th? The problem is this. According to Rashi and the Rav, he can. But according to other Rishonim, the problem is this. Let's say I'm being mitzi you with Kiddush on Shabbos, or I'm being mitzi you with Kriyas Megillah. It's Purim, and you couldn't go to shul, and I'm coming to your house to lay the Megillah for you. Purim, it's my mitzvah here to hear the Megillah, and it's your mitzvah to hear the Megillah, and it's the mitzvah of everybody else in town to hear the Megillah, so I could be mitzi you. This is the day when all of us have the mitzvah. So even though I was Mekayim the mitzvah, but I still have the mitzvah on this day, so I can do the mitzvah for you. But if I live in the city, and my mitzvah is to hear the Megillah on the 14th day, you live in the little village. For you, the Chachamim made a special takana that you're allowed to hear the Megillah on the 11th. But I, who live in the city, I'm not allowed to hear the Megillah on the 11th. I don't have the mitzvah to hear the Megillah on the 11th. I'm not allowed to be yaitza on the 11th. So how could I be mitzvah you? How could I read the Megillah for you? On this day, it's not my mitzvah. Therefore, the other Rishonim say that the people from the city will not be able to be mitzvah the people from the villages on the 11th, 12th, or 13th. What will they do? So either somebody from the village will have to struggle through and learn the Megillah, or else somebody from the city, Reb Kiveger says that the Eitzah will be this, somebody from the city will learn the Megillah out loud and pause after every few words, and then one of the villagers will learn the Megillah out loud after the one from the city. The one from the city will say the words, and the one from the village will hear the words, and he'll be able to look in, and he'll be able to say it over. And in that way, the villager will be mighty his fellow villagers. How do we know also that there are so many extra days? That people in Orem Bader Mukofes Chaimah, that they have the extra day, that we saw already. Because the Megillah says that Alken HaYehudim HaProzim Oisim Es Yom Arba Osir. So people in open cities have Yom Arba Osir, and people who are not in open cities will have the next day. But how do we get the other 3 days? There are an extra 3 days here in the Mishnah, 11, 12, and 13, plus 14. So for people who don't live in walled cities, there are a total of 4 days. How do you get 4 days? Because the Megillah says that they were mesakin to lane it bismanehem, in their times. In their times. There are separate times when you lane the Megillah. And the Gemara says it could have said bismanam, in their time. And we would know that the walled city has its time, the open city has its time. But it says bismanehem, in their times. And that tells us that there are other times besides. Besides the regular times that we know of Shushan Purim and the regular Purim, there are other times. And the Gemara's Medayik from the words that it comes to tell us this extra number of days. That's how we have 11, 12, and 13. The Taisus Yom Tov here mentions a Gemara in Yevamos that speaks about Laitis Gaididu. Laitis Gaididu is an Aveira, which means literally that you're not allowed to cut your flesh as a simon of your avelus for a mace. Goyim over the Avodah Zarah used to do that. The Torah says a Yid is not allowed to do that. But aside from that, the Gemara Darshans, Laitis Gaididu, the extra letters there, the Gemara Darshans that Klal Yisrael is not allowed to organize itself in Agudais Agudais, separate groups of people who have different interpretations of Halacha or different Minhagim in the same shul, in the same city. That's, for example, you're not allowed to have an chalamayid where some people wear tefillin and some people don't wear tefillin. In Shulchan Aruch it says, although unfortunately many places are not nizer in this, but it says in Shulchan Aruch that if you're in a shul where people don't wear tefillin, where the tzibur doesn't wear tefillin chalamayid, you're not allowed to daven in tefillin in that shul. If you need the minyan, go into a side room, but don't be in the same room where you have a minyan of people who don't wear tefillin, and vice versa. That's Laitis Gaididu. That's Agudais Agudais. That's two groups of people, each with its own minig, and one minig conflicts with the other. You're not allowed to have that in the same place. So the Gemara asks the Kasha Masechta Yevamos, what about people who come at different times to lay in the Megillah? Here you have a city where the Zman Mikra Megillah is the 14th day, and here you have villagers who are coming and reading it on the 11th or 12th or the 13th day. It's Laitis Gaididu. People from the city are not allowed to be out to the 11th day. How do you make a minyan for people on the 11th day in a city where the townspeople are not allowed to do it on the 11th day? And the Gemara answers, Rashi brings it, the Rav brings it there in Yevamos, the last Mishnah in the first Perek. These are two different things. If you have conflicting minhagim or conflicting piskei halacha in the same town, in the same shul, that you're not allowed to do. But you have people from one city whose din is the 14th day. You have people from another city whose din is this year the 11th or the 12th or the 13th. That's not Laitis Gaididu. Each one is doing according to his own din. It's like Sfarad and Ashkenaz in the same city. The Sfarad shul daven Sfarad, the Ashkenaz shul daven Ashkenaz. There's no Laitis Gaididu. Each one has its own halacha in its own place.